that also implies that had the shechita not been good enough, because since they choose to use an example where there was Kabbalah, that implies shechita would not have been good enough. So to defend, Tos points out that Rabbi Yochanan's really under attack. Because here you have a case where it was never, there was never Heter Achila, and yet it's Yom Tzimidei Me'ilah. Chinsky is only a little under attack. It says the Gemara used an example where there was Kabbalah, so that sort of hints that Shechita wouldn't have been good enough. But Chinsky is not so under attack. He's just Lodaika. Yochanan's really under attack. Therefore, he has to defend himself, and he says, the way we thought the Mishnah meant when we read Kipshuto, lo dolan basar. No, it's a case where the basar was on after Zrika, well, dam is darik. Misham Hakitani and Malinbo, right? There was a Zrika Zadan, there was a Heter Achila, after there's no Me'ila, and then the Basar was won afterwards. So Rabbi Yochanan defended himself quite well in Shana Mishnah. Tanan. Ve'izohi shlo yoshla shasa koshi l'kohanim, she'nishchut ha'chut l'zvana v'chut l'mkomu v'shkibu v'sulam v'zarku es dama. In our Mishnah it says, what's the case of something that no shas hetchul l'kohanim that still has Me'ila? It's a case of shchita with machshavas pigel, or kiblu psulim vizarku es dama. Now this is an ambiguous phrase. What do you mean kiblu psulim vizarku es dama? Right, we're not sure about two things. Kiblu psulim vizarku, who did the zarku, and what's the vi? Kiblu psulim vi or kiblu psulim o? Right, vi is always ambiguous. So heki dama. What's the havmina? What do you think it means? The havmina, ilema, if you'll say the havmina, dizarku psulim vikiblu psulim, lovely ad deika tarti. Now here there is a bit of machlokus in the girsa between Rashi and Tosos, right? Tosos and Rashi, shekiblu psulim, says yesh shvarim garsina kain hefidami idikiblu psulim o zarku psulim. So in this havmina, which they're going to reject, the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to read it. Rashi says the havmina is that it means the puzzle guy was Makabel and Bazorik. Then the question is, lomali adi ikatarti, why do they need to use an example of the double psul? If a puzzle person, right, if a gavra puzzle is Makabel, that's a psul. If a gavra puzzle is Zorik, that's a psul. Why do they need an example of a double psul? For Tosos, the question is a little more intricate, because Tosos had the girsa of Hekidam, and the Havmina is that it meant Kiblu Psulim O Zarku Psulim. So they both agree in the Havmina, it was Zarku Psulim. Question is, Rashi lived there. Then obviously redundant. Why do you need a double Psul? A single Psul is good enough. For Tosos, Kiblu Psulim O Zarku Psulim, which is a single Psul. So what's the problem? What's Lamali Ad Deika Tarti? It doesn't mean why do you need two Psulim, because there's only one Psul. It means that why do you need two examples, right? Why do you need two examples? Kiblu psulim o zarku psulim. Why do you need two lines of the Mishnah? The one of them would be good enough, right? If you said it's kiblu psulim o zarku psulim, that means just zarku psulim keeps it in Me'ila, because there's no Heter Achila, which means like Rabbi Yochanan Heter Achila. If it's Rabbi Yochanan Heter Achila, they could have just said zarku psulim. Why do you need two examples? If one example is sufficient to teach us the rule of Heter Achila Shaninu. So, in any case, either way though, we, whether Rashi or Tosfos, we reject the Havmina. And what do we say? Elalav, the Kiblu Psulim, ve Zarkuhu Sheirim. Here also, it's a slight difference in the Gersa. Let's stick with Rashi. Rashi says, our Gersa must be a case that doesn't mean Kibluhu Psulim, ve Zarku es Dama, ve Zarku going on the previous noun, which would be the normal way of reading English, right? That if there's a verb without a subject, then it's probably referring to the most recent noun mentioned. No, it means kiblu psulim, but read it with diuk, not with normal English. Kiblu psulim, vizarku is dama, it just said stam zarku. That means psulim were makabel, but sheirim were zorek. That must be the case of the Mishnah. Vikatani molimbo. So that proves that kiblu psulim and zarkuhu sheirim has me'ila. What's the diuk? The diuk is kiblu psulim and zarku sheirim has me'ila. But kiblu sheirim and zarku psulim wouldn't have me'ila, because it has to be there for a diuk. So that shows that a kabbalah sheirim would take it out of me'ila, which proves that's exactly Mandar Heter Zrika Shaninu, that a kabbalah sheirim takes it out of me'ila. So that's the Shema Mina Heter Zrika Shaninu. So that is the way Rashi reads it. The Havmina is the
from Rashi. The Havmina is Kibluhu Psulim Vigam Zarkuhu Psulim. And we reject that because why would the Mishnah need to teach us a double psul? That doesn't seem to be necessary. It should just deal with single psul. And the next interpretation, right? The what do they call it? The Elolav. The Elolav. But what must it be is Kibluhu Psulim Vizarkuhu Psherim, which is the Diuk way of reading the Mishnah. It could have said Psulim again, since it didn't. That proves Zarkuhu Psherim. And how did that prove? How did that prove anything? The way it proves something is, well, it definitely doesn't sound like Heter Shkita Shaninu. So if it was Heter Shkita Shaninu, then why would Kibluhu Psulim be a problem? At least not be Pshuto. But the Diuk is that, but Kibluhu Psherim Vizarkuhu Psulim Ein Bo Me'ila, which means Heter Zerika Shaninu. That's the way Rashi reads it. The way Tosfos reads it is, or Tosfos Girsa, it's not just a matter of interpretation, is the Havmina is Kibluhu Psulim O Zarkuhu Psulim, and if Zarkuhu Psulim is enough to give it Me'ila, that proves Heter Achila Shaninu, right? The Havmina is already Shita. But the question is, It could have just said Zarku Psulim has Me'ila, because heterachila Shaninu, there's no heterachila. Why did he need to give another example of Kiblu Psulim, which teaches us nothing? So rather, what does Tosfos say? This is the continuation of Rasmus Shekiblu, he's going through the Gemara. He says, Elolav Kiblu Psulim Davka Ha Kiblu Psherim Deika Heter Zrika Ein Molim Shmamina Heter Zrika Shaninu. So he says, what's the Elolav? The Elolav is not having much luck here. Don't worry, we will have Meretz Hashem more luck with the Gemara than we have with the markers. Kibluhu Psulim Vizarkuhu Psulim. Like the Havmin of Rashi, but what's the Diyuk? The diuk is that kibluhu psulim vizarkuhu psulim is yesh bo me'ila. The diuk is, but kibluhu psherim vizarkuhu psulim ein bo me'ila, which means heter zrika shaninu. That's what it says. What? He ends up the same deal, but with a different version of the Mishnah. The Mishnah meant Kizuri Kiblu Psulim Gam Zarku Psulim. What's the diuk? The diuk is that even though Zarkuhu Psulim, it's only the Kabbalah's Psulim that made it have Me'ila. But if it had been Zarkuhu Psulim and Kabbalah's Shcherim, it would not have Me'ila, which proves Heter Zvika Shaninu. So either way, we're in the same boat at this point. And then the Gemara says the only way out is to assume the Mishnah's Lav Davka. Assuming the Mishnah's Lav Davka is a bit of a radical move, but with precedent, all things are possible. So, Maskler of Yosef, if you think you can make these distinctions, make these diyukim, right? This is all based on diyukim, right? No one thinks the Mishnah explicitly says this. Hadizan Hosam, Chatas Psula. The Mishnah says in Zvachim. Everyone knows, it says in the Pasuk, that the dam of a Chatas, if it sprinkles on splashes onto a beged, that beged requires kibos b'makom kadosh, kibos in the azara. So, chatas psula in damaton kibos, that's only a kosher chatas, but a pasul chatas, if it splashes onto your beged, you do not need kibos. Bein shalosh shasa kosher nifshol, bein shalosh shasa kosher nifshol, whether it was kosher and then pasul, or it was never kosher, it had a shasa kosher in the first place. A zoi shalosh shasa kosher, v'nifshol, what's an example of shasa kosher, v'nifshol, shalona, v'shenitmes, O Sheyotza, simple shot is if the blood was run overnight, or was Yotze, or was Nitma. Ezor Shlo Haisel HaShasa Kosher, what was the case where there was no Shasa Kosher? She Nishchada Chutz
lezman b'chutz l'mkoma, b'chutz l'mkoma b'chutz l'zman, if it was shechted with machshava of pigal of some sort, v'she kiblu psulim v'zarku es dama, and the same phrases we have, kiblu psulim v'zarku es dama, hey chidami, what's the case? E leima de kiblu psulim v'zarku psulim, hu de im dama ton kibas, ha kiblu v'zarku k'sheirim dama ton kibas. Here we have a significant problem. Kiblu hu, right? Kiblu psulim v'zarku es dama. If you're going to say that it's davka here because there were psulim involved, that you don't need kibas because it's puzzle. But if it was all ksherim, you would need kibas. Kari kanasha yaz asher yaz asher yizemi dama v'loshin farhuza. The drasha is, it's not the pshuta shomekra. Pshuta shomekra means asher yizemi dama, it's splashed onto your beggar. The drasha is asher yizeh, which is omeid lahazah, which is about to be nizrak on the mizbeach. So the drush is only something which is pre-zrika, but something which is post-zrika does not require kibas anymore. So, one second, if you're going to be medayik, you have a big problem. You're going to be medayik that it's because it's pasul that you're being medayik, that it's because of the psul that you don't need kibas. That's not true. Once there's zrika, whether pasul or kashrut doesn't need kibas. Psul is only relevant before zrika. Before zrika, a kasher chatas needs kibas, a pasul chatas doesn't. After zrika, who cares if it's psul? After zrika, you never need kibas. Ela lav davka, but it must be lav davka. What exactly do we mean by ela lav davka? We mean the Mishnah in Zvachim is lav davka. What do you mean by lav davka? Rashi says it means lav davka psulim. When they use the example of psulim, they don't always mean a davka. Hachinami. Lav davka. So if the Mishnah is Vachim has the exact same phrase, kiblu psulim zarku es dama, but psulim or lav davka, because it makes no difference that psulim or cheir there, then here also psulim is lav davka, and therefore, here we don't mean it's totally lav davka. There is a difference between psulim and cheir, but we mean that you can't be medayik for the fact that it called these guys psulim, these guys cheir. You can't be medayik, because when he uses examples of psulim and cheir, it is lav davka. So Rashi says, what's the at least the next stage of the Gemara, lav davka. Rashi says, well, this is that psulim is lav davka. You can't be medayik from which case is pasul, which case is kasher. You can only take it on a very, very simple level. On the simple level in Zvachim, it's true. If psulim do the avoda, then it doesn't need kibas. But don't start making diukim psulim as opposed to kshirim. And in our Mishnah, on the simple level, it's true that if psulim did the Kabbalah, then there's still Me'ila, but don't try to make Diyukim. But if Cherim had done it, because you can't make Diyukim from Psulim, that if it had been Cherim, it would have been different. That's Psulim Lav Davka. The proof is Zvachim. Tosos says a little differently, in Dibur Maskel Chatos. Tosos says it's not the Psulim that's Lav Davka. Tosos says it is the Zrika that's Lav Davka. Tosos says that in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Zrika lav davka. Really, all the Mishnah meant to say is that if psulim were mekabel l'dam, there's no kibos because it's a chatas psula. It didn't mean to say there was zrika at all. Then it makes sense. If psulim were mekabel and it's in the cup, in the coast, there's no kibos. If kshirim were mekabel, there is kibos. And then it just threw in zrika agav orcha lav davka. It didn't really mean there was zrika. It just threw it in with kabbalah agav orcha lav davka, because whenever you talk about kabbalah, you're used to talking about zrika. Likewise, in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah in Maseches Me'ilah, the Kabbalah is Lav Davka. You could say, really, our Mishnah only meant Zrika. The Kabbalah was just thrown in Lav Davka. It didn't mean to say Kabbalah. It really meant to say Zorku Psulim Molim Bo. And what it meant to say is that Zorku Psulim Molim Bo Zorku Ksherim Aimolimbo, and it's the Manda Amar Heter Achila Shaninu, and that's how Manda Amar Heter Achila Shaninu defends himself. Now, the Kabbalah is Lav Davka, it just all depends on the Zrika. Okay. Now, Amar Vasi, MK, lovely Mr. Tarti. Rav Asi throws in a monkey wrench, he says, hold on a second, you know, we're playing a little too fast and loose with the words of the Tanoim here. Tainuk, we do have a principle of Agav Orcha, of Lav Davka in the Mishnah. What does that mean? if the Tanarim are used to having a certain phrase be significant and two phrases go together where it's really important they go together, then in one other place where they don't really belong together, they'll put them together anyway. But there has to be some basis. They'll only be lav davka because sometimes they're davka, then it becomes a phrase, they use it lav davka. But you're not going to invent something that's always lav davka. That would be foolish. Right? In came, lovely, the mistake tarti. Right? Why do we need two mishnayas of lav davka of me'ilan zvachim? Why would you be lav davka twice and never be davka? Ela li'olam de me'ila davka. It's got to be that at least one of them is davka. Something has to be davka, so me'ila is davka. V'ha kamashmalan, v'ha is an ambiguous pronoun. We're not sure what the antecedent is. But the mishnah me'ila is davka, and a mishnah, we're not sure which. Sounds like maybe the mishnah me'ila, but we're not sure. Maybe it means the mishnah me'ila is davka, and this is the kamashmalan. Or maybe it means the mishnah me'ila is davka, and the other one is the kamashmalan. So, we know that's going to be machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But what's the kamashmalan? The pasul ose shirayim. The principle of pasul ose shirayim, that even if I do the avodah b'psol, not only have I messed up that avodah that I did, let's say I'm a kabal the dam or zorik the dam, right? Classic example, I am zorik the dam b'psol. Not just b'psol, but pasul ose shirayim, a gabra pasul. Right? Shech the animal, makabal the dam, molech the mizbech, and a zar or an onen or a tful yom or chuzuki purim or any of the other their other colleagues is zorek the dam. Clearly, his zrika is no good because he was pasul. Not only is his zrika no good, but ose shirayim. What if there is still dam hanefesh left? Right, the Gemara tells us that, for example, let's say I'm a kabbal dam on the coast and I slip and I drop it and it all spills before I get to the mizbeach. And it goes down the drain, I can't even find it anymore. Then I go back to the animal, I check if there's still dam hanefesh, in the arteries in the neck, I can be makabel another couple drops, and I can be zorik then. The Mishnah says in certain, this is part of how to interpret the Mishnah, part depends on the machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos here, but the Mishnah seems to say, even let's say a puzzle guy does kabbalah or something, if it seems to say, and he does the avodah, no problem. Get a kosher coin to go check if there's any more dam nefesh left, and then do it right. So, but what it's teaching is there an apostle also shirayim. Not only does he mess up the dam he did avodah with, he makes the rest of the dam that's left into shirayim. Right? There's a halos called shirayim. It's simple pshat, referring to a halos that's normally called shirayim, the din of shvichas shirayim. Right? The chumash and the mishnah mention shvichas shirayim in the context of chatas. But the Gemara assumes very, very clearly that Shvichas Shirayim applies to all karbanos. So for all karbanos, there's a certain requirement, Zrika. You have to give one matano, or two matanos, or four matanos, or for, Chatos Primios, much higher number of matanos. And then what do you do with the rest of the dam? So like it says in the Chumash, right, regarding Chatos, Yishpochel Yisodim Zbeach. That's the din of Shvichas Shirayim. And what that means is that once you do the zrika, the rest of the dam gets a chalos, and it's called the chefza of shirayim. And once the chefza of shirayim, now it is roi for shvicha on the yisod of mizbeach, and not for regular avodah anymore. Because it's a chefza of shirayim. So the pasul, even though he didn't do a proper avodah, he still managed to lose on both counts. Right? Kiryat mikan mikan. The avodah he did with the dam was no good. But the dam that's left is shirayim because he did avoda, and that's also no good. Avagav, the kibbol pasul of zark, the kibbol kasher zark, that if the pasul guy is makabel and zark the dam, but there's still dam nefesh left in the animal's neck, and then a kasher guy goes and makabel more dam zark, lav klom hu, it doesn't help my taima shirayim than hu, because it is shirayim. Now, how does this fit into the original place we got to through our shakra vataria? So, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos and many other Rishonim here. Rashi says, "Elo the old and ila davka v'daykina mina the heter zrika shanino kid de amran." Rashi changes his mind. Rashi says, "What's the maskana? The maskana is the meila davka." Rashi says it means we go back to this, and therefore, the maskana is that the mishnah meila is written davka, And it's meant to teach us heter zriga shani. So therefore the maskana is heter zriga shaninu. Ah, what's this thing about v'ha kamashulan? Right? The Rashi says, v'ha kamashulan, right? The Bach changes the gear, so I don't think you need to change the gear. So, kolomer, ha b'chatas psula ha kamashulan. The Mishnah in Zvachim, what it's saying is that me'ila is davka, and then they're trying to tighten it up even better. Number one, me'ila is davka. But even in Zvachim, why would they be lav davka? So they're not so comfortable with a lav davka. They say Mi'ila is davka. And even in Zvachim, it's lav davka, but there's a reason they said it that way. Right? So they're like answering up more than they necessarily need to. Right? It sounds like they just need to explain one is davka, the other one could be totally lav davka and totally inaccurate. But no, the Gemara is doing better. The Gemara is saying Mi'ila is davka, teaches Heter Zrika. And Zvachim is lav davka in terms of all these biyukim. But was said for, still had a good reason they said it, not just lav davka. What's the good reason? And the Mishnah in Zvachim has an excuse. What's the excuse? Why did they mention kibluhu vizerkuhu psulim? When really it makes no difference whether they're psulim or ksherim. After Zrika, there's no kibas. It's to teach us a different diuk. What's the diuk? What's the excuse? That if Kibluhu Vizarkuhu Sulim Vishuv Kiblu Psherim, then there's no kibas. That's what it's teaching us. Then not only is there no kibas if the Sulim were Mekabel and Zorek, which is obvious because it's post-Rika, it's teaching us a new case, not just Stam post-Rika. Post and pre-Zrika. If the psulim were makabel and zorek, and then ksherim found more dam inside the animal and were makabel, you might have a havnia that's now chatas ksherim, which needs kibos, because he can start from a blank slate and do it right. Kamashlo, no, he's just taking shirayim in the coast, and it's totally possible, and therefore it doesn't need kibos. That's how Rashi reads it, and the Perish Kadmon in the back reads it the same as Rashi. However, Tosfos argues in Din Rasul Omer Avasi, like in, he goes down and he goes through the Gemara line for line. Tosfos says, no, this is not the best way to read the Gemara, because the Gemara's whole point is that two things can't be lav davka, at least one of them needs good reason. And now you're giving a good reason for two of them. That's not so meduyik. You should only give a good reason for one of them. So what Tosfos says is that the Mishnah in Zvachim is totally lav davka. We're not trying to explain that at all. We just need to make one Mishnah have an excuse. The Mishnah in Zvachim is totally lav davka. What do we mean by the Mishnah Me'ila is davka? The Mishnah Me'ila is davka not to be medayik about Heter Zrika. We don't mean we're going back two stages in the Gemara medayik Heter Zrika. It's davka, but rather to be medayeg that pasul is ose shirayim, rather than medayeg that pasul ose shirayim. And what's the diuk? The diuk is The diuk is that kibluhu Vizarkuhu psulim still has me'ila. What the diuk? The diuk is that kiblu vizarkuhu psulim, even if afterwards kiblu vizarkuhu psulim vishuv kibluhu vizarkuhu ksherim. Yesh bo me'ila, that's the deal. Kibluhu psulim, then no matter what happens afterwards, even if the ksherim managed to find more dam, once the psulim messed it up, they messed it up, and there's no way to save it, since there's no way to save it, because it's shirayim, therefore it's never yotze, midei me'ila. That is the way Tosfos reads it. There is a big nafkamina, and the Rabbeinu Gershom here, even though he's almost always the same as Rashi, here he's like Tosfos. says the le'emal of la'ol mila davka v'lav l'hai duki le'heter's rika. Not to indict heter's rika. And l'las v'unin, the pasal also shirayin li'pasal.
Right, so Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom both agree that we're not going back to indict heter's rika. Rather, it's teaching us that it's teaching us that Psol Ose Shirayim. Who else agrees with Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom as opposed to Rashi? Who agrees with Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom's reading as opposed to Rashi and the Pesach Kadmons? The Rambam. How do we know the Rambam agrees with their Pesach in the Gemara? How do we know the Rambam agrees with their Pesach in the Gemara? Because, give you two Rambams. Actually, three Rambams. Right? Three Rambams L'shitase that clearly fit with Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara. Number one, how does the Rambam paskin? Heter Shchita, Heter Zrika, Heter Achila. What's the Pshat? So, how should Rashi paskin logically? Right, we know Rashi didn't write up. No one but the Rambam really wrote a Pshat talk about this. But logically, how should Rashi paskin? Right? Like Manda Omer. How should Rashi paskin? What? Like Heter Zrika, why? Because that's the end of the Shakla Vatari. Then they go on to a new Tashma. So the last word, usually the last word in Shakla Vatari is to leave it open. But over here, the last word in the Shakla Vatari is to leave it closed. So Rashi should paskin Heter Zrika Shaninu. Because that's the last word, right? There's no Dichle. Then they go on to a new Tashma, right? They never retract this statement. So if they never retract this statement, then that's the last word. However, how did the Rambam paskin? In Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam paskins like Manda Amar. Where am I? I will read it to you. Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, we've seen it a few times actually. He says, Bamedvar Marim Shalom Hayalahen Shas Heter Achila Lakohanim. If there's no Shas Heter Achila, there's Me'ilah. Avolam haya shas heter v'charken nifslu v'hol v'hutra sha'achas ein mo'alin ba'osu dorshay aroi la'achila. He says very clearly that heter achila is multi v'nei me'ila, so the Rambam has to interpret like the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom that we're not going back to have a diuk of heter zrika shaninu. We're saying zvachim is totally lav davken, me'ila is for the diuk of pasul osu shirayim, because the Rambam paskins Heter Achila Shaninu. In terms of Psak, it's interesting. The smog actually is a bit of a mess here. The smog, you either have to say a lot of lumdus or say it's a Tov Sofer, and the right answer is Tov Sofer, because the smog says, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that Heter Zerika Shaninu, and that means that, and that means that if you bring a korban only after it's Zerika, and it's Mutter to eat, is a Yotzi Midei Ilah. So, Rabbi Yochanan actually said Heter Achila Shaninu, and the smog says only after it's mutter to eat it's Yotzei Midei Ilah. So Lachara, the smog, the Tel Sofer, was writing inexactly, he's really passing like under Heter Achila Shaninu. He just accidentally used the phrase Heter Zrika Shaninu, or some scribe accidentally used the phrase Heter Zrika Shaninu. You see how they can be confused, because Heter Achila means you have to do Zrika. So he accidentally, but he said, you know, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's the one who says Heter Achila Shaninu. So the Rambam and the Smag, if you just correct one small, because like all his examples, he actually paskins in every case that only after Zerika Tzios and Demi Ilah. So clearly he paskins Heter Achila Shaninu. The Rambam and the Smag paskin Heter Achila Shaninu. So clearly they interpret our Gemara like Tosfos, and that works out in the Rambam because the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, you can ask him. Like, if you want to know how the Rambam reads our Gemara, just look where he brings down Pasul Osa Shirayim. Does he bring down Pasul Osa Shirayim when he quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim? Or does he bring down Pasul Osa Shirayim when he quotes the Mishnah in Me'ilah? He might agree to it in both cases, but like, where does he bring it down? And if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis Me'ilah, he quotes the Din of Pasul Osa Shirayim in Hilchos Me'ilah, and he does not quote in Hilchos Ma'aseh Rabbanos when he discusses Kibbutz Dam Chatas. So we see that the Rambam obviously, right? Yeah. First reason is that he paskins Heter Achila. Second reason is that he actually
You want to know how he reads this Gemara? Which Mishnah is Kamashim Apostle Osir Shirayim? In Maaseh Karbanos, he brings that Kibbutz Dam Chatos, he says nothing of Apostle Osir Shirayim. Again, he might agree, but he doesn't think that has to do with the Mishnah in Zvah. The Mishnah Me'ilah in Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Gimel, when he goes to Mishnah Beis, he starts saying, Kiblu psulz and dams are kuv, if chazrak sheir lavon me kiblu shar dam and ephesus are kuhu, etc. etc. Ain absumo shrayim could be tummy. He brings out the whole din of possible shrayim as appears on the Mishnah Me'ilah, which clearly implies that he paskins like Tosfos. So, okay, so the rabbi clearly interprets our Gemara like Tosfos. Then, the Gemara. Asked the Kasha on this possible Osir Shirayim. They say, V'habba minei Reish Lakish merab Yochanan. Possible Moshe Osir Shirayim. Now hold on a second. This whole sacrifice only works if possible Osir Shirayim. But didn't Reish Lakish Osir Yochanan does a possible Osir Shirayim. V'amr le'en lecha davar Yasir Shirayim ela chutz man v'chutzim komo holum ratzim pigulam. And Reb Yochanan paskind that, right, keep in mind, we're defending, well, at least we're going to Tosfos defending Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, we'll assume, like Rish Lakish accepted the answer, everyone accepted this answer, Rabbi Yochanan. Right? He says the only thing that's Osir Shirayim is Chutz L'Zmanu L'Chutz L'Mkomo, Kuz Hol Maratz L'Pigula. Again, the Perish Kavan has a different shot here. But the mainstream shot is Hol Maratz L'Pigula. If you want to put it back earlier, the Perish Kavan has like two shots in here. He has one Mechudish Pshat. He says, Hol Maratz L'Pigula means that Chutz L'Zmanu L'Chutz L'Mkomo Be'Kabbalah is Osir Shirayim. Why? Because it's not really possible until Zrika. The soul's not Chal until Zrika, so it was really kosher until at the time. At the time, it was really kosher. This goes back to, remember, the Mishloh Melech Safek, Aslul Maskana, is the Psul of Pigul Chal right away or only at Zrika. So he says, no, this shows that Maskana, the Psul of Pigul, is not Chal right away. And that's what it means. Maratzim Pigula means it's not Pigle, a little adopted, it's not Pigle until you get to Zrika. Therefore, at the time, it wasn't really Pigle, and it wasn't really Pigle. It's a real Kabbalah, so it's Osir Shirayim. However, that's not the mainstream shot. The mainstream shot is like Rashi says here, and everyone else says, whole Maratzim Pigula is what we've been saying the whole year. Kartzos, Kashi, Kenartzos, Pasul. That Pigle has a Ritzoi, unlike every other soul. Pigle is really like a Ritzoi with a Knech, with a very poisonous Knech. It's a ritzoi with a side problem, and therefore every other psul is really puzzle. If it's puzzle, you didn't do anything. But in pigle, it's not puzzle, it's kosher with pigle. Therefore, you really did something. So every other psul is not a chaloshem avoda, so there's no shirayim. You never did avoda, how could there be shirayim? But a pigle is avoda, it's avoda with pigle. Therefore, since the avoda with pigle, the carbon's no good, but since it is avoda, the dam that's left is also no good because it's shirayim. That's what we'll be able to answer. So, hold on a second. If the only thing that makes shirayim is pigle, then a gavra puzzle doesn't make shirayim. That's against what we just said. So my la bar mi puzzle doesn't that mean that pigle makes shirayim, but that excludes a puzzle doesn't make shirayim. So lo afilu puzzle. No, it means pigle and puzzle. Ha ein l'chagzani. He says nothing but. That's obviously davka lashon ha kamar ein l'chagavra sheinu. We retract a little. We say when we were discussing puzzle until now, we did not mean every puzzle. Until now, we thought we meant every gavra puzzle. We really only meant one particular gavra puzzle, which is tamei. So what it means is ein lecha darsha ein amaratz v'tzibur v'osu shirayim v'chutzman v'chutzim kol mavol tamei isa v'tzibur mashve shirayim sharpsul v'los v'tzibur v'lo mashvin shirayim. End of this part of the Shakamataria. What we meant is that obviously a tamei makes shirayim. Because he's kashal avodas tzibur. What does that mean? Toma hocha b'tzibur, toma d'chuyi b'tzibur. We pass in toma d'chuyi b'tzibur. We all know, right? A carbon tzibur that has a fixed van is docha toma. And so a tame, of course a tame counts as avoda. Because after all, if you're in a pinch, you could use him for a carbon tzibur. So of course a tame counts as avoda. What we're lucky to ask Rabbi Yochanan was, beside the tame, which is obvious because he's kashal b'tzibur, how are things that are totally possible to any of them make shirayim? The answer is nothing that's totally possible makes shirayim, except for chutzos manu chutzim komo. So the maskana hasugya, there are only two psulim that make shirayim, either machsheves chutzos manu chutzim komo makes shirayim, or a gavra tame makes shirayim. But all the other psulim gavra or other psulim do not make shirayim because tame is considered real avoda. It's kashim tzibur. Pigel is real avoda because it's avoda of pigel. But everything else is just you didn't do the avoda. You messed it up. You didn't do the avodah. If you didn't do the avodah, then it shouldn't make the rest of the dam shirayim.
One of the interesting questions which the modern day achronim bring up is,
this is especially inspired if you remember some of the shakal v'tarya and hamizbeach mekadesh. Why is tamei like more of an avodah than every other gavra puzzle? It'll tell me because he's kosher b'tzibur. But lots of types of puzzle are kosher in some things. For example, a zara is kosher b'bama, and an onen is kosher for a kohen gadol, right? So a lot of psulim are kosher in some circumstances. Smol is kosher on Yom Kippur for the kafla machta, right? So if you mean is since he's sometimes kosher, therefore it's a real avoda, but a lot of psulim are sometimes kosher. So why davka tamei is singled out among everyone else? Why is tamei different than well, psulim are? Maybe not all. You'll find me one psul that's never kosher, but most of the gavras are apostle. Have circumstances in which they're kosher. So why Davka's tummy singled out?
It's temporary.
Okay, it's temporary. But I think most of the like, modern-day sperm say something a little more, perhaps a little more pointed, that all the other psulim are like, might be kosher in one circumstance, but in this circumstance, they're totally puzzled. Like, it's very nice that an onen is okay with the kohen gadol, and zara is okay in a bama, and like, a lot of people are okay in other circumstances. But in this, in a regular karban, right, in the mikdash, in a regular karban, they are totally puzzle. So the fact that you're kosher someplace else doesn't really make you chalo shem avoda. What's different about tumah? Tumah, it's not that tumah is kosher for karban sivur. After all, you're really supposed to have a kohen tumah for karban sivur. Especially since we paskin tumah dechuya b'tzibur, right? Really, you're not supposed to have tumah for carbon sieber. Really, tumah is also puzzle for carbon sieber. It's just, it's not that tumah is kosher over there. If it's kosher over there, that's over there. But no, tumah is always puzzle. But we're doche the psul in order to get the avodah done on time. So it's the only case where something is actually puzzle. And nonetheless, we're doche it because we don't want to have an avodah zman b'bakel karbana. We don't want to miss out on a karban. Every other case is either kosher l'chachila or pasul. Tumah is the only case which is not kosher l'chachila. It's pasul, but it's a psul we're willing to compromise on in order to not miss out on bringing the karban. And therefore, if it even where it's really pasul we're willing to compromise on it, that shows that it's a psul kal. It's a very light psul. Because if it was a serious psul, how would we ever compromise on it? In cases where we're supposed to have tara. So the fact that it's really the only gavra puzzle where it's not you're not supposed to use him. But if you're stuck, you can. What we call tumah dechuya b'tzibur, especially when we pass that tumah dechuya b'tzibur. It's the only dechuya. It's the only dechuya. Everything else is kosher here and puzzle there. Tumah is dechuya, meaning even when it's puzzle, it's not so bad. So even when it's puzzle, it's not so bad. Therefore, it's a very light soul. And if it's a very light soul, then it's still a halo shem avoda. So either way, which correct. Either way, we're not necessarily talking about a carbon sieber, meaning we're not
talking. So I'm saying that it's here is not a carbon katos. It's over there.
So the assumption is, the Gemara is, and you'll tell me there's an assumption, but I think it's a pashtos assumption. The difference between carbon sieber and carbon yachid is not that a tameh is different in a carbon sieber and a carbon yachid. Tameh is the exact same level of psul, just the carbon sieber is more important than a carbon yachid. So therefore, it's not that tamei is a big psul in carbon yachid and a small psul in carbon sieber. No, it's a small psul in both of them, but carbon sieber is important enough to be override a small psul. Carbon yachid is not important enough to override a small psul. So I think if you look at it that way, which is probably the common sense way to look at it, then even though here we're dealing with carbon yachid, specifically according to Rashi, but Lachor, even according to Tosos, we're probably dealing with the carbon yachid also. Even if we're dealing with carbon yachid, still, the fact that tumah is not dechuya for a yachid just proves that a carbon yachid is not so crucial. But tumah is still a light psul, because there's no logical reason to think that a tumah should be different in a carbon yachid than a carbon sieber, the way a zar is different in a bama and in the mikdash. So that's probably why they pick on tumah here. And that's the accepted halacha l'maisa, that the only things that make shirayim are tumah and chutz zman v'chutz mekomo, and we'll have to go back to analyze that after we finish looking at the shakal atari in the Gemara. The Gemara then continues, Tashma ha-pigol li-olam o-alabo, lav de-lo zorak, u-shma mina, hedras rik. What does it mean there's always me'ilah in pigol? Right, that means there's always me'ilah. It's not talking zrik, it's talking after Kabbalah. There's always me'ilah in pigol even after Kabbalah. So what does it mean? Pigol, there's me'ilah after Kabbalah, but regular case, regular carbon, there's no me'ilah after Kabbalah. That proves, manda amar, hedras rik ha-shaninu, the after Kabbalah in a regular case, there's no me'ilah. Only pigol is mi'ilah. Lo, so the lo zarka. No, it really means after zrika. Pigol liolo after zrika. There's no mi'ilah. A regular carbon after the zrika, there is mi'ilah, and it fits with the real canol tzedar chilushinu. My liolam. What is liolam? What's the liolam? Like pigol molam bo. What's the liolam? Hakamash lan kidder of gidol. The amr of gidol rav zrika's pigol ain't a motzi. Mide mi'ilah ve'ne mevi lide mi'ilah. What's the liolam that you might have thought zrika's pigol counts because of Lechora, because the ritzoy of pigol, and therefore, like against Rav Gidol, kamash malin like Rav Gidol, that zrikas pigol doesn't count, and it's still a bar mitzvah. Tashma, Rav Shimon Omer, yesh noser shemolabo, yesh noser shein molabo. Right, there's some, that's for you exactly. Noser means some leftovers that you're molim, some that you are not. Keitzad lom lefnei zrika molim, la'achar zrika ein molim. Okay, what does Rav Shimon mean here? Is not a trillion percent clear. Lon lefnei zrika molim. I mean, we know what it means. If it's lon before zrika, there's me'ilah. If it's lon, that part is easy. Lon lefnei zrika molim. Right? That part is very easy of Rav Shimon. Lon lefnei zrika molim bo. What's the case? The case is you shechted the karbon, and you never did the zrika. It was lon overnight, and there was no zrika. So that's very easy case. It was lon velo zarach v'nene. That's easy, right? But actually, even here, let me present this a little differently. It's all a matter of punctuation. Lon lifnei zrika molim bo. What's the phrase? Molim bo. La'achar molim. La'achar zrika e molim. Right? Lon la'achar zrika e molim. Okay. Now, I added the word lon. That's obviously going on. Where do I put the comma? Where do I put the comma? Put a comma in this first phrase and the second phrase, obviously parallel. Lon lefnei zrika molim ba, la'achar zrika ein molim ba. Someone put the comma? What? Should be. Does Rashi agree with you? Okay. Donnie says, put it here. It's two possible scenarios in the temporal relationship between the lina and the zrika. Was the lina before the zrika, or was the lina after the zrika? Right, Donnie, that's what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay, so in which case, what's it saying? It's saying that if lon lefnei zrika, you never got to a good zrika, then there is then there is me'ilah, and if it's, right, let's call this brown. Right? And what it means is that if you have, let's say, lon, and then you did zrika the next day, then molin. Why? Because it never had a proper zrika. Right? And which mandamer is this? Of course, the Gemara is about to say. You never had a proper zrika, this me'ilah. Look at this mandamer. What mandamer are we trying to support here? What? Hetra chilashaninu, right? Because hetra chilashaninu, and there's no hetra chilash. At the time you did the zrika, it was already machar. But if zara kayom, the kashrus, right? And then the basar was lon, then ein molin. Why? Because it had a shas hetra chilash l'kohanim already, right? That is not how Rashi and couple of Rishonim, Rabbi Rashi and Rabbi Gershon, read the Gemara. That's how I would have read the Gemara. Who reads the Gemara this way? The Rishash and the Karen Ora. The Rishash and the Karen Ora read the Gemara this way. That's Brown equals Rishash and the Karen Ora and Banisha. Okay. So, however, Rashi reads the Gemara a little differently. Why does Rashi read the Gemara a little differently? I can't promise you for sure, but I think as he assumed that when we talk about... I'm not sure. Maybe you guys could help me figure out why Rashi reads it differently, because this is a pretty attractive way, straightforward way of reading it, right? How does Rashi read the Gemara, though? Rashi reads the Gemara as... Lun lifnei zrika malin. Lun la'acher zrika ein malin. What does Rashi mean? The resha is lun hadam, right? If it was lun, and v'lo nizrak l'machar malin. If the dam was lun, not the busser, it's the dam that's lun. Right? Not one bosar. Like they're reshaping her or but one dam. If the dam was one and you haven't done Zrika yet, you're Moel. But if one hadam vinizrak lamachar and then you were nene, if you were one and then you were Zorek, the puzzle dam that was one the next day, then Ein Malin. And why Ein Malin? The Zrika was Bepas. Wait, what are we trying to Medayik? We're trying to Medayik like Manda Amar Hefter Achilo Shaninu, right? This is clearly, why is this clearly Manda Amar Hefter Achilo Shaninu? Because, look, Lan Hadam, you already had the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah wasn't enough to get you out of Me'ila, right? Since you messed up the Zrika, since you didn't do a Zrika, there's still Me'ila. That's Manda Amar Hefter Achilo Shaninu. What good does it do to be zorik the dam before you eat the meat? That was a zrikas pasul lemachar dam nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. So Rashi has to make a tremendous chiddush and say that chiddush that Rav Shimon has a radical shita that zrikas one motzia. Why is that so radical? The controversy of Gittel or Rav was whether Zrikas Pigles Motziya Midei Me'ila. And why was that? Because that's a special Ritzoy of Pigle, and Pigle is not like a regular soul, so maybe Zrikas Pigle is Motziya Midei Me'ila. Whoever heard that Zrikas Lun was Motziya Midei Me'ila? That was like on the top dollar of days. Lun Dama, that's Maisa, Pasha, that's not a good, that Zrikas is worthless, that Zrikas not worth anything. So Rashi say, yeah, that's what the other Chacham hold. But Rav Shimon has a sheet that's yachid that even Zrika's one, which is a totally, seems to be a totally worthless Zrika. You did Zrika on like a cheftza of dam that was pasul. You poured pasul dam on the Mizbeach. Like, what good did that do? He still thinks, nope, it's even Zrika's one is still motzim de me'ila, which is a tremendous chiddush, and that's what Rashi's nidchak to say, because he reads it as one dam and puts the comma at the beginning. Therefore, he has had this tremendous chiddush that Rav Shimon has this radical sheet of. The Rishash and the Karen Ora say, and I think maybe some other achronim say, no, why no one would have this radical sheet? That's ridiculous. No one's going to think for man never hetar achilo shaninu that zrikas one counts. That's a puzzle zrika. That's the most puzzle zrika you can get. Zrikas one. Of course, that's not going to count. Rather, you say it means one basar, and you put the comma after the word zrika, and then it all makes sense. That's two ways of reading this gemara. Rabbi Gershon agrees with Rashi, right? Don't want Rashi to be alone either. Rabbi Gershon agrees with Rashi, but the Achronim don't like this and suggest a better reading of the Sugya. Tosos is not so clear. I don't know. Like, people try to make the Diyukim, but I think Tosos just doesn't say what he thinks about this matter of Parshanut on the Sugya. In any case, the Gemara says, Katani mihas, mol and bo. Either way, the ratio is pretty clear. Meaning in the ratio, it doesn't really make so much of a difference which shot you take. If you're makabel the dam bekashrus and then let it sit overnight, there's still me'ila. That shows the kabbalah is not enough to get you out of me'ila, which proves that after achilas and yitz, as I did, lav dam b'shoslam is gave you bar zarek. It's a case you could have done the zrika, right? You had a kosher kabbalah, you could have done the zrika. Ushmami no heter achilas shaninu. So we learn from this heter achilas shaninu. So it says no. It wants me to sit docha to answer lo the kabbalah sol shkias acham and lo b'shoslam mizra. No, really, how do we defend for manda amar heter zrika shaninu? Or two. Probably could say the same thing around their head to Shkita Shemina, but we never seem so keen on defending him because he's very dachuk. Really, you could say no. The soul is not because there was no Zrika and it was Lan. We all had to Zrika Shemina. As long as the Kabbalah is okay, he's good enough. The Kabbalah was too late. The Kabbalah was too late. There wasn't even a potential for Zrika. The Kabbalah was too late. And since the Kabbalah was too late, right? Law of Ashos Lemizrake, the Kabbalah was too late, therefore there wasn't even Kosher Kabbalah. And there wasn't even a Kosher Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah Samach Lashkias Achamed, Law of Ashos Lemizrake, there wasn't even Kosher Kabbalah. You're Makabalit, right, at the time of Shkia, when there was no time to do Zrika anymore. Therefore the Kabbalah was Bipsol. and. That's why there's me'ila even according to my number heter zrika shaninu. The Lord says yes, Kabbalah shows my. But if you had done Kabbalah at 2 in the afternoon, what would the din be? Hachanami de'in mo'olim, then there would be no me'ila, right? We're defending heter zrika shaninu. If you did the Kabbalah as the sun sets, then that's not even a heter zrika. But if you had done the Kabbalah at 2 p.m., that would be fine because there was a heter zrika regardless of what happened afterwards. Ma'ir tani lifnei zrika, lest they call him shkia la'achar shkia. So then why does that say lifnei zrika la'achar zrika? To make the distinction. It should have just made the distinction of whether you're Makabal before Shkia or Makabal after Shkia. Right? It should have just said, if you're Makabal at 2 p.m. it's 1. Then if you're Makabal at, 7:50, then it's a 7:50 p.m., it's another din. The answer is Hakinam Kitani. Really, that's what he meant. He didn't mean what he thought. We thought he meant to tell Nambandar H. Zrika. So he says what he means is, Kodim Shei Ra L'Zrika, La'achar Shei Ra L'Zrika. Different shot in the Bryce of Shiva. What he means is that, one, if it's Lun, because the Kabbalah, if it's Kodim Sheyira L'Zrika and Achar Sheyira L'Zrika, if it was Lun because it never even had an option of Zrika, because the Kabbalah was at the last minute, then it's Ba'alim. If it was Lun when there was an option of Zrika and the Kabbalah was done at a perfectly acceptable time, then Ain Ba'alim, because you have a Heter Zrika, Laman the Heter Zrika Shaninu. That's Bedochak, the pshat that we give to Rav Shimon. Then the Gemara just has the exact same Shakla Vataria for the other Rav Shimon. Tashma. Rav Shimon of Yesh Pigal Shemolim of Yesh Pigal Shem Molim Ba Ketzad Lifnei Zrika Molim La'achar Zrika Ein Molim. Here the L'chora, everyone agrees with Rashi Pshat of the Sugya. Maybe this is why Rashi read the Pshat at the beginning of the Sugya. He wanted to make the two halves parallel because you can't actually have Pigal happen before Zrika or after Zrika. After Zrika, there is no possibility of Pigal happening. It's too late for Pigal to happen. So when it comes to the Pigal, everyone has to read it Rashi. Even the other Achronim admit to read it Rashi's way. When Rashi would probably say, well, if you're reading Pigal that way, then you got to read Nosar that way. The Achronim would say, you can read one thing one way, one thing the other way. But here it's pretty clear. Pigal, what this means is, Kodem Zrika. What's the last one? Lifnei Zrika, right? Lifnei Zrika Mo'alin. Lifnei Zrika Mo'alin. But the same pigle, La'achar Zrika Ein Mo'alin. Why La'achar Zrika Ein Mo'alin? Because this is against who? Against Rav Gidol or Rav, right? Exactly. Unlike Rav Gidol, because Zrikas Pigol Motsia Midei Me'ila. Here, it's not so crazy. Meaning Zrikas Lo Motsia Midei Me'ila, the Achron have objections to. Zrikas Pigol Motsia Midei Me'ila is Machlokas, Din Rav Gidol, and the opponents are Rav Gidol, right? Well, he told Rav Gidol, says Menachos. So it's not so crazy that Rav Shimon holds Zrikas Pigol is Motsia Midei Me'ila. That's what he means. If you do Pigol, until Zrika, there's Me'ila, but after Zrika, The Zrika is Motzi, and Zrika's Pigel is Motzi Midei Me'ila against Rav Gittel, so you're okay, and there's no Me'ila. The only, the Gemara just asks, Katani Mias lift Nei Zrika Molimbo, Labda Vashos Lemizrika, Di Bar Zarek, the Katani Molimbo, Shmamina Hetra Chila Shaninu, Lo, the law of a shosh lemezuke, Avala of a shosh lemezuke, my hachinami, nothing nevila, my iri, tani lachazrika, listen, kodimshki lachazkits, chava hachinami, kaomar, kodimshi relazrika, lafshi relazrika. They have the exact same question. They say, what do you mean? Before Zrika and after Zrika, you're telling me that before Zrika, lifne Zrika molin, right? Even though you have Kabbalah, right? You have heter Zrika, Shaninu. So why is Lifnei Zrika Molim? Doesn't that prove Heter Achila Shaninu? Say no, when is Lifnei Zrika Molim? Lifnei Zrika was the only Molim if you did the Kabbalah at the last minute and there was no Heter Zrika. It was a Kabbalah that had no possibility of consummation. So they ask, oh, so then why in the Sefer do they have to go to Achaz Zrika? Why not just say Kabbalah before Shkir, after Shkir? And the answer, no, that's really what he meant. What he meant was Pigel Lifnei Zrika Molim. If you have Pigel and you never had a chance of Zrika, because the Kabbalah was at the last minute, then there's Me'ila, they reinterpret it the same way, that if, what this means is, if you did the Kabbalah at Shkia, you're Moel, because there was not even a Heter Zrika. The Seifa means that if you did the Kabbalah at 2 in the afternoon, or 11 in the morning, and you had plenty of opportunity for Zrika, it's Heter Zrika, and you would not be Moel. Well, let's finish the Gemara, then we'll get back to Tosfos on this. Toshma ha-pigel b'kachikachim molin, my love, the Zorak. Right, Pigel and Kachikachin is Malin. Must be the case, this is similar to the bottom hand base, that you accept that it's going to have a Sefer. But it must be the case that after Zrika, Ushmamina Hetra Achila Shaninu, so we see that Pigel is Malin. Pigel is Malin after Zrika. But other things are not Mal after Zrika. That implies that Zrika is what takes away Me'ila in regular Karbanos. So, I mean, this is obviously Pigel and Kachikachin Malin is like Rav Gittel and Marav, right, at first. We assume that so even after Zrika there's still Me'ila, but no regular carbon after Zrika there's no Me'ila. The Diak is only after Zrika there's no Me'ila. Heter Achila Shaninu. Well, the Lozark, no, I mean before Zrika. Before Zrika there's Me'ila in Pigel, but there's not Me'ila in regular carbonos because Heter Zrika Shaninu. Aval Zarak Mai Hachinami Nimolim. But if you're going to tell me that Lozark there is Me'ila, but then Zarak would not be Me'ila because it would be against Rav Gittel, and Zerika's Pigel would be Molti Me'ne Me'ila. My Yuri Tani B'Kachim Kalamin Molim Bo. Listening, counting things, Zerika, Le'e, Kalam, Zerika. Why do they have to say the ratio Kachim, Kachim has Me'ila and Kachim, Kalam don't? Staying Kachim, Kachim. Before Zerika, there's no Me'ila, and if there's Me'ila, and after Zerika, there's no Me'ila because we disagree with Rav Gittel or Rav. Ha, Asi, Lashmina, no. That really, it's coming to teach us the difference in Kachim, Kachim, and Kachim, Kalam. What it means that Kachim, Kachim ain't Molim. But Kachi Kachim is always Malin. Kachi Kachim ain't Malin before Zrika. Pigel B'Kachi Kachim ain't Malin. Sorry, Pigel B'Kachi Kachim Malin before Zrika. But Pigel B'Kachi Kalim were never Moel. That's the contrast. Pigel B'Kachi Kachim depends. But Pigel B'Kachi Kalim doesn't depend. And Hazel is written in Kol HaSuyu L'Dei Me'ila Zrika. It can take the Mice L'Dei Me'ila. Kol HaFukim L'Dei Me'ila. Filo Zol can take the Nami Me'afkim L'Dei Me'ila. We've already discussed this line, right? That if you're talking about bring into Me'ila, that only a kosher Zrika brings into Me'ila, not Zrika's Pigel, like Rav Gittel. If you're talking taking out of Me'ila, even Zrika's Pigel takes out of Me'ila against Rav Gittel. And here's what Rashi says, Rav Gittel was itosav on the half that had to do with being motzi de Me'ila. And here is where Rashi, l'chor is l'shitase, because Rashi focuses on this, and on this price we just had on this price, which are both against Rav Gittel. Both of these one second. This price was only Rav Shimon, right? So he said, Rav Shimon HaChacham, this price is Stam. So what's the Stam price? He says the Stam price in Tosu Rav Gittel, or this Rashi L'shitase. Rashi and Hamad Beis, we said, has to paskin like Mandar Heter Zrika Shaninu. If you paskin like Mandar Heter Zrika Shaninu, then you have to answer up the price of the way we're answering it up. And once you answer it up that way, then Rav Gittel is Itosav. The Rambam is also l'shitase. The Rambam passed like Mandar Heter Achila Shaninu. If you hold like Mandar Heter Achila Shaninu, then you keep the Havamin of reading this Brisa, not the Dechi of reading this Brisa. Then you read this Brisa the way you read it at first, not the way you read it in the end. So if you hold like Mandar Heter Achila Shaninu, so then the Rambam, Shita Rav Gittel, is l'shitase of his Shita on Heter Achila Shaninu. Because if it means Heter Achila Shaninu, the Brisa comes after Zrika, and it says, Pigel B'Kachei Kachim, after Zrika Molimba, which is exactly the proof of Rav Gidl. So just to sort of illustrate that, we have Pigol Bekodshe Kodshim Molinbo. When are you Mol? When are you Mol and Pigol Bekodshe Kodshim? The Rambam says Heter Achila Shaninu. The Rambam says Heter Achila Shaninu. Therefore he says that this brisa is after Zrika, right? After Zrika, Pigol has Me'ila, but a good carbon doesn't, right? Because he holds Heter Achila. It's only the Zrika that normally takes you out of Me'ila. So what's the Chiddush? What's special about Pigol? Zrika takes a normal carbon out of Me'ila, Heter Achila, but doesn't take Pigol out of Me'ila, which means that we paskin like Rav Gidol. Rashi, we were medayik in Hamad Beis, hold like Man Amar, and that's the question part of the Gemara. Rashi is holding that he holds Heter Zrika Sheninu. So what do you mean Heter Zrika Sheninu? If you want to differentiate Pigol from regular carbon, what you're saying is this is Kodem Zrika. Kodem Zrika, Pigol has Me'ila, and a good carbon doesn't have Me'ila. Right? A proper kosher carbon, even before Zrika, doesn't have Me'ila, because Heter Zrika Sheninu. The Kabbalah takes it out of Me'ila. But Pigol, the Kabbalah doesn't take it out of Me'ila. But what's then the other diuk? The other diuk is Pigol Kodem Zrika Moa Limbo, but Acher Zrika Ein Moa Limbo. And how do we know that has to be a good diuk? Because that's the, assumes that has to be a good diuk. Sorry. So, and therefore, we paskin that we reject Rav Gidl, which is exactly what Rashi's maskana is here, that clearly the Gemara in the Dechiyah rejects Rav Gidl. But Rashi thinks we have to pass like the Dechiyah, because Lishitasi and Haman Beis that he holds Heter Achiyah Zrika Sheninu. The Rambam would think, we don't pass like this Dechiyah. That's a dochuk answer to defend the dochuk mandar Heter Zrika. But of course we don't really believe this, because we hold Heter Achiyah Sheninu, so we take the price of Kipshuto, and we say, Pigol B'Kodshe Kodshim Molimbo in all circumstances. One other important ha'ara that Daniel was asking me about, Daniel Gutenberg, the other day, that comes up in the Tosos here. There's a lot of very complicated
Heshbonos
in Tosos. But one of the more interesting parts is the Machlokes here, and also the same thing happened in Dalgum Beis, between Tosos and the Shidim Gubetzes on Daf Vavim and Aleph. except that I wrote, Sufkat Os Chaf Aleph, I meant Os Chaf Beis. The Tosos says, at the end of this Tosos, Tosos Masel Toshma, the first one, at the end of this Tosos, he's trying to explain how Rav Gidl would explain all the Brises and Mishnayis. So if you look at one line above the little chaf of the chaf footnote of not chaf in the shiur, that's the chaf in the Tosos. So Rav Gidl Amar Lav to Kuli Alma Islehu Kavasi. The Lo Asiyas Rikas Pigol. Now we got to start a little earlier than that. Mm-hmm. Tosfos assumes that that Rav Gidol could give the answer in our Gemara of Kodim Sheira Lizrika and Achar Sheira Lizrika. Yeah, there it is. You look at these where I said one line above the Chaf the Sheet of Metzah Rav Gidol Amrlach. How Rav Gidol explain all the Tanaim? The Kuliyama Islu Kavasi. Everyone agrees Zrika's pickle doesn't help. The low Asher Zrika's pickle Umafka Midiva Ila. Everyone agrees Zrika's pickle doesn't work. So everyone agrees Zrika's pickle doesn't work. Then how does the Mishnah work? How does the Brisa work? Uvahakli, Rav Yeshua, that's the one in the Mishnah. Isle Hetrachila Shenu Mayri Bazar Kid Pirashul El. The Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua, who says, what are Yeshua saying in our Mishnah? That what's a case which doesn't have Shas Hetel Kohanim is a case of Pigol. What is he? Because he holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds Hetel Achila Shaninu. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that, that until you have Zrika, there's no, it doesn't leave Me'ila. And Zrika's Pigol doesn't take it out of Me'ila. Therefore, you have Me'ila forever. Once you have Pigol, there's Me'ila forever because you need Zrika to take it out of Me'ila, and Zrika's Pigol doesn't help like Rav Gidol. What about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon de Masnisa. Mayri below Zrika ve'isle heter Zrika Shaninu. What about Rav Shimon? This Rav Shimon of the Pigol. Shimon said, Pigol lifnei Zrika mo'olin, Pigol la'achar Zrika ein mo'olin. That seems to be against Rav Gidol. Rav Shimon seems to be mefurish against Rav Gidol. Like maybe everyone else is, but doesn't Rav Shimon seem to be against Rav Gidol? Pigol. He has a case of pigol, achar zrika ein molim. I mean, no matter where you put the commas, there's pigol, there's rika, and it's motzi midei me'ila. So isn't that against Rav Gidol? So Tosfos said, yeah, okay, fine, Rav Shimon's against Rav Gidol, but Seder. But he doesn't want to say Rav Shimon's against Rav Gidol. He said, no. Rav Gidol is talking about lifnei zrika, right? Manu rehetu zrika. What does that mean? That he says that don't take Rav Shimon kapshuta like we thought at the beginning. Take like the answer of Heter Zrika, and Rav Gidol will say Rav Shimon holds Heter Zrika. Now, what does this mean? What is Tosfos saying? That Rav Shimon lefi Rav Gidol holds Heter Zrika Shaninu and holds Heter Zrika Shaninu. And holds that Zrika's pigol ain motzia midei me'ila, right? That's from Gidol. And what did he really mean to say? What he meant to say is that if you have pigol, then imhaya shahus lizrok ain malimbo. But, leave this for now. Let's finish up the Makor Sheet 6 for next time. I'll pick up at this point of the Sheet of Gretz of Sivkat and Chaf Beis. I wrote Sivkat and Chaf Aleph, but I meant Sheet of Gretz of Chaf Beis about how Rav Gidol interacts with Manda Mahetzer Zrika Shaninu. Let's come back to that Amir Tzeshev next time. And what I want to deal with is the funny Rambams about the Din of Psul Osu Shirayim, how exactly does Psul Osu Shirayim work. So we got the Shaka Vatari now. What we just want to pick up with next time is 2 points. A, this Tosfos Maskil Tashma Rav Shimon Omer and the Shikun Gubetzes about Rav Gidol. What would Rav Gidol say for Heter Zrika? Meaning, what about Heter Zrika Pigol? Would that also work if you held against Rav Gidol and you held like and you held my number Heter Zrika Shinu and go back to Hamad Beis and look at the Rambams about Psul Osu Shirayim and see if we can make sense of them. And that's what we'll do Amir Tzeshem next time. And if we have time, we'll also try to get a head start on Daf Vav and Beis. But we'll pick up Amir Tzeshem on Wednesday, and I will try to figure out how to properly present the point we want to. It's the anti-Rav Gidol, right? The question is, what does the anti-Rav Gidol say?